Support for Mental Health Matters comes from Brookdale East Wichita, where programming helps meet the unique needs of early, middle, and late stages of Alzheimer's and other dementia. More at brookdale.com.
If we all feel sad or anxious sometimes, how do we know when that sadness crosses the line into diagnosable depression or our daily anxiety crosses the line into a disorder? Short of seeing a therapist, is there a way to know if we have a problem? The short answer to that question is no, but there are two things that may provide a clue. The first is how those feelings affect your ability to conduct your activities of daily life. And the second is knowing when you've crossed the line, even when you don't know where that line is. With many disorders, a mental health professional would look at how much time each day you spend on your symptoms. So if those symptoms are affecting your ability to sleep, feed yourself, bathe yourself, maintain stable employment, etc., there may be a concern. To the second point, if a parent or spouse passed away, no one would bat an eye to take a week or more off work to grieve and help settle an estate. But what if instead of a close family member, it's my goldfish that died? And instead of taking a week off work, I quit my job and can't get out of bed 6 months later? I may not know where I crossed the line there, but most of us can agree that this is not a proportionate response to loss of a pet. Again, in this case, professional help is probably called for to help you navigate this issue in a sustainable and healthy fashion. For KMUW, I'm Eric Littweiler.